So Evan Wechsel is here, you know. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had him on the show before. He's funny.
We
he plays
did.
Funny songs on his guitar.
I do.
And he's getting married this week, so the songs aren't so funny.
Well, 2 months.
They were funny. Yeah.
They're going to be
marriage
less.
Is in July.
Is it?
Yes.
Did you find someone you like, or are you just going to marry the business?
Well, I figured the first time around, I want her to be pretty. And then, yeah. No, she's great.
So you had a bachelor party?
I was down in Atlantic City Saturday night. Me and 5 guys went down, and we just, nothing like a...
Well, that's a good expression.
So to speak, yes. None of that stuff thankfully happened.
No,
but I
meant with money.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, they all won a little bit.
Really?
They did. Someone at the craps, someone at the blackjack, someone with the Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
At the Wheel of Fortune? My God, nobody
I love
wins
the Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Come to my house and bring quarters and just put them in my toilet.
Why do you
it's
like
the
Wheel
thing.
Of Fortune slot machine? Why,
I don't know a lot of the table games. I just know how to put the coin in the machine and just pull the lever and just bet 3 credits and see what happens. You start out, you know, you're up 45, then you're down 200, and then you go home and know, well, that was my spending money.
Is Vanna White still on that show?
She still is on the show. Yeah. She looks good, though. Sure, Pat, they still look, yeah.
Yeah, some guy broke into her dressing room, you know, did he have the alphabet underwear on? Isn't that what it was?
And he said, I hope so.
And he said, spin this. I think I heard of it somewhere. That's really, she had a hard time with somebody following her, stalking
wow.
her.
Let's
I
hope
think
so.
it wasn't Pat Sajak, that much I know. So what are you doing these days? Are you?
I'm still gigging. I was doing a lot of shows in April. I was still doing some in May. I taped a little TV and some cell phone media this month.
What cell phone media?
You know how you can now download things to your cell phone?
I haven't learned that yet.
I don't even have it myself. I mean, I did this stand-up comedy taping for this network called Comedy Time, and apparently all the Sprint users and whoever can download, hopefully, a clip of me playing my songs on their phone.
Can we get it online here, too?
I think they're still editing it. It was just done last week at the Ice House in Pasadena.
So you work mostly on the West Coast.
I do. Well, I try to travel a little bit. I'm going to try to travel a little more. But I was around. I was around this past year.
Did you bring your guitar?
I did not. I didn't because I didn't have any shows planned. And I'm like, you know what? It can be a hassle.
What do you call this? Chopped liver?
I know. I'm like, wow. This is what it's like not to be a guitar act.
Yeah. Well, you're funny.
Just my words.
Singing all these great songs. And are you still making them up?
Oh, I'm still making them up. I'm gonna do a bachelor party song. I'm gonna set it to some Springsteen, of course. And then I'm gonna go forward with that. Yeah.
We don't have a track of that tonight, do we?
No. This was all in my head.
Oh.
All in my head right now.
Well, then you probably should sing a little of it for us without a track.
Oh, jeez.
Are you on the spot?
I want to do a parody of Atlantic City. Instead of Meet Me Tonight in Atlantic City, no, it's Bachelor Party in Atlantic City. And I met Missy, and she gave me a dance, and I said, I'm not ready. It's not ready in my pants. I'm just making stuff up off the top of my head.
But that's what you do.
Of course. Yeah, I do it over a long period of time and just plug in the jokes.
And when you're when you're at the Ice House in Pasadena, do you just make it up as you go, or do you really have something written down somewhere?
I think what I have prepared are the songs, but I make everything else up. Like, if I see something in the crowd, I'm going to acknowledge it. There was a fun song I have. It's called More Than Four, where it's about the number of people that my fiance has been with before me.
Oh.
You know, me 4, her more than 4. And then I have the audience guess, and they yell out numbers, and it turns into, like, you know, The Price is Right, where, you know, someone then, whoever wants to play Plinko the most, you know.
So now you could do this in the subway, you know, make up songs with people as you're walking along.
Oh, it's crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And
also at Bellevue.
I'm sure they'd love me there. I don't know if they'd probably be all medicated up, but I think the ones that are conscious would definitely be keyed in. Yeah.
So in the club, you find an audience, and then you just make up some songs. You don't make them up about the audience, though, do you?
No, and there's times where, like, just if I'm doing a small show and this one person's just really out there, like, just yelling stuff. Like, I did this one show out in Long Island in Babylon. This girl's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. She's, like, totally celebrity, like, fixated. She thought I was a celebrity just for being on VH1 for 7 seconds. But, you know what, I'm going to make up a song about you on the spot. And I just made up, like, this silly little song about this girl. And she's like, oh, my God, you have to send it to me. I'm like, like, then she, like, messages me on MySpace. And she's like, here's my phone. You got to call me. I'm like, no, I'm not going to reply to that.
Now, MySpace, does that include a photo?
MySpace includes a photo. It includes everything.
Of anybody? I mean, can
anybody.
You,
you can get. I would like to see you. I'd put you in my top eight on MySpace. If there was like a, there can be a MySpace.com/Joey Reynolds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then you could have people contacting you saying, "Oh, you were great talking about the Holocaust with that last guest and the twin sisters and yeah and." You know, you should add me, write a comment on my page. It's really, it's great for promotion. It gets kind of, you know, sketchy when it gets time for the you know, when it gets to all the child molesters that are out there looking for preying on young kids.
And here I am.
And here's Myra. Thankfully, she's away from the computer tonight.
Is Yahoo author this MySpace? Is that from Yahoo?
Well, the, Yahoo's like a separate entity. I think that's its own website. And then MySpace was this guy from Santa Monica just created this network of friends where people can just for free put their profile, their location online, tell the world about them. And right now it's like 78 million people.
What does he get out of it?
I don't know. I heard he sold it. I heard he sold it for hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
How could he sell it when he did it for free?
He did it for free, but then, you know, with all the web advertising,
they have
he got
a lot of addresses.
Well, how do they do it? No, it's not addresses. How
it's
do they
also,
make money?
Also, a big section of MySpace started out being bands also. So all these bands would come on, and they're like, feature me on your MySpace music page. And then the bands get on there and, you know, listen to this new single by Jewel or somebody. And I'm sure you pay for that. And, you know, and when you sign up for MySpace, the creator, Tom, is automatically your friend. So I know 78 million because Tom currently has 78 million friends.
Really?
Yeah.
And he knows everybody by name too, right?
I'm sure he does.
That's interesting because I couldn't quite figure. I'm always looking for new bands, and I like independent bands. And I find a lot of them on MySpace, but I can't really find them because there's so much to maneuver through there that I can't get the music.
Well, this is kind of like MySpace on Fridays with the Jewish Hour. Evan was here last time. He had to work his way through his words with a crowbar.
Oh, I
remember
know.
When everybody was here?
I know. I figure it's going chronological order or something, or most Jewish order. I'm a conservative Jew. I'm sure all the Orthodox Jews spoke before me.
That's right. And you know, I noticed that last night when I went to Sid Bernstein's daughter's wedding, there were only two of us without yarmulkes, but there were so many with yarmulkes, I felt like I was wearing one. You know, it's one of those psychosomatic things. And I said to someone, I was leaving the shul, and I took the yarmulke I didn't have off.
Then you took the talus off that you thought.
That I was also wearing, yeah.
You took off the part of your hair that said Casey Bernstein.
No, I took the shrimp. I took the shrimp off my bib.
Speaking of shrimp.
Yeah.
I
what
have
about
this
it?
Delicious shrimp tonight.
You're not going to go into a food thing, are you?
No, I
what
went to
doing?
A party for New Haven. New Haven is celebrating, and they invited me. They
What's New Haven? What is it?
New Haven, Connecticut. Aren't we on the air there?
Yeah, but what, you went to a party for the city of New Haven?
The city of New Haven invited me to a party. And they were talking about all the wonderful things that are happening in New Haven. And there's
the home of Yale, and they serve shrimp?
Gazpacho with shrimp and guacamole. It was wonderful.
New Haven is known for its pizza. That's what it's known for.
And the water.
Yeah, and also the sex.
Yeah, the Mohegan Sun.
Which, no.
Oh, that's New Haven.
Yes, that's up the road a little.
Yeah.
All right, so Evan Wexler is here, and he's not appearing anywhere.
No, I'm in the mountains on Thursday in California. So.